in God. And you got to trust he put something in you.
Come on.
You know what I'm saying? I know there are people sitting here with all kinds of gifts. There never should be a time when God's people come together with, when it just be full of people standing up trying to do something for us. I got a word. I got a message. I got this. I got hallelujah. It should not be. And I'm looking for that day. And you have proven what I've been praying for. I just want to thank the Lord for what he's done today. You don't know you sitting here as answered prayer. And I said, what you sitting here as answered prayer. And that we got this room is going to hold 100. And, you know, the enemy took me through. I don't know about nobody else. You know, girl, you ain't going to fill that room. I said, oh, yeah, they coming. Oh, they coming. And somebody walked past me. I was sitting back there because I like to kind of get away sometime when I'm going to minister. And he said, they coming. I said, you sure? Yes, right. They coming. I thank you for being here.
Amen.
Yes. Now, what I want you to do today is to put your mind on what you need from God.
Amen.
God is a good God.
Yes, sir.
He's been good since Genesis down to Revelation. God is a good God.
Amen.
I say God is a good God.
Yes.
Amen. And I know he's good. I'm so glad to see my niece with me again. Remember my sister. And I'm glad to see my brother. All of you, I don't know your names, but I love you. Sister, with all of you, I love you. What I'd like for you to do now is just pull in and put your mind on what you need from God.
Yes.
Amen. We're just so tired of going in and coming out like we left.
Come on.
You know, we go into church and go out. Yet we still in the church. We sing about all the goodness of the Lord. We sing about how good he is. But it's time for us to believe. Because all things are possible if you can believe. I said all things. You've been sick with your disease. Let me tell y'all something. Y'all messing up my message. They messing me up. Somebody messing me up. But this ain't what I studied to preach.
That's all right.
If I get to it, I will. Praise the Lord. But I just want to say, praise the Lord, that Jesus is here.
Yes.
I say he's here.
Yes.
I say he's here.
Yes.
If you believe he's here, let me see you raise your hand and say,
yes.
The Bible says what Jesus is, there is liberty. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. I feel liberty today, dear brother. I feel liberty to lay my hands on folk and they're going to get well. You know why? Because that's what God gave me. What did God give you?
There you go.
Amen. You know, we sit up and we preach and we talk. A lot of us got enough. I tell you, a lot of us got, wait a minute, I'm careful how I say it. We got so much word in us, we almost constipated. We full of it, but come on now. If you just take the word that you got and believe it, there's nothing that God won't do for us. We can walk out of here shouting. We can walk out of here jumping. They say, what in the world has happened to them people? Amen. We can walk out of here healed. We can walk out of here delivered because Jesus is here. Amen. Some of us, I'm leaving out here today. But you have to make up your mind. You know, that's not Sister Davis. It ain't Brother so-and-so. It's Jesus. And he said, what, two or three again?
Yes.
I say, he say what, two or three again?
Yes.
He said, I'm in the midst of you.
Yes.
So I know he here.
Amen.
I say, he's here.
Yes.
I say, he's here.
Hallelujah.
My pastor always told me, I always read a scripture. She said, never leave without reading the scripture.
Yeah.
That's what they told me, brother. You know how you raised and all this stuff, you know? Amen. I came here today to share with you what he gave me.
Yes.
I say I came here today to share.
Hallelujah.
I came here today to share.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
I came here to pray for you.
Hallelujah.
To believe with you, my brothers and sisters. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something now. We know where we live.
Yes, we do.
We look at the news, we see everything coming to pass.
Yes.
We don't even want to look at the news half time because I don't even look at the news.
Amen.
Because when you look on the news, you see everything happen.
Yes.
We have been churches all our life, well, church folks. We know that the Lord is coming.
Yes, right.
We know the time's going to get hard.
Yes.
We've been in the church talking about our Social Security check. You may not get no Social Security check.
Yes, right.
We're going to have to learn how when we come into these type of meetings with each other and loving one another, we got to get what we need from God.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
Honestly, you go to the doctor now, if you have something that's too strong, he don't even know what to do for you.
That's right. That's right.
Hello?
Yeah.
You don't even know. He said, I don't, you know, you have to come back. When you try such and such. And by the time they get through putting you all through that medicine thing, you're sicker than you was when you
That's
came.
That's right. Come on.
I'm not against doctors. You know, I'm not against doctors. But I'm looking for what this Bible says.
Yes.
I'm looking for him to do what he said he would do. I told my daughter, I said, I'm getting nearsighted. After 76, please. Don't say the doctor. He talking about. I said, I can't see. He said, Mr. Davis, you're doing pretty good. For God's sake, you done got this old and never wore glasses. You doing good. It ain't good enough.
Come on.
Amen. And I told my daughter, I said, they got something called LASIK, sir. Now, don't y'all think, y'all know me. My people know me. They got something called LASIK surgery. I said, Bridget, if I go, I feel like I've let God down. Because all my life he raised me to heal me.
Come on.
All my life
good.
I have prayed for my healing.
Yes.
All my life, and I'm near 80, all my life I have prayed and he has healed my back.
Come on.
Yes.
Come on. I'm right with you.
He's healed my back.
Yes.
So I feel like I let him down.
Yes.
And so I sit up with this hand, been having trouble with the hand. I told my people know this, my hand. And, you know, it get cold and hot, whatever you call it. And it's going on and going on. But I said, Lord, you know what? You're going to have to come on. Because this has been a year. You waited a year. Come and see the year. You're waiting on what you did.
Yes.
Let me see your hands. A year.
Hallelujah.
A year.
Jesus.
He going to come.
Yes.
He going to come. Because you know what he said? In your patience.
Yes.
I say, in your patience,
possess
your soul.
Yes.
He's teaching us. You know what? I said, Lord, you know now, look, you're doing me wrong here. You know, I have to have my hands, you know, to do things and to fix. I love sewing and stuff, and it just bothered me. And sometimes I said, cry. You don't say nothing.
Come on.
But then he blessed me other ways.
Yes.
Don't he, Jody? You may be waiting on something.
Yes.
But look at all the things God has done for you from before.
Yes.
Come on now. He's done things that you know he was done. I'm gonna get my scripture before I just get you. You know it was God, didn't you? Nobody can tell you it wasn't God. Nobody could tell you that, no, God just, oh, no. You know it was God. God is a good God.
Yes,
He is. He loves us.
Yes, Lord.
Don't you listen. Believe God for everything.
Yes.
Amen.
Don't let people think you crazy. Who cares
That's
what they
right.
tell
right.
They ain't going where you going. They ain't where you are. If you want to get crazy, believe God for something crazy. They say, he crazy. Just be crazy. I tell people, I say, y'all crazy pastor, here we come. Praise the Lord, sister. Praise the Lord. I told you, I can't see too far off, so don't y'all be. I can't, you know, not yet. But I told God, I said, they got LASIK surgeons up there. I said, Lord, you can do LASIK surgery.
Yes, you can.
Uh-huh.
Yes, you can.
And they know when I get something with God, I'm a terrible person. Because I do not hold nothing back. I don't say, no, I'm going to tell it everywhere I go. I'm going to tell it that my God is able. And I still believe. Tawana, if I have to wait, I still believe he's able. You know, hallelujah. I still pray for people with this hand be hurting. I still pray.
Thank you,
man. I say, I still pray. Because I believe God is able. Maybe it ain't my time, but it may be your time. Or your time. God is good.
Yes.
Brothers, sisters, friends, and family, I came to tell you there's a God that's real.
Yes.
There's a God that loves. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Hold to what God has put in you.
Amen.
Don't be like a chameleon changing every time that, you know, they change. Watch out. I don't care if your sister or your brother or your mother or your dad is wrong. God is still right. Stand on God's word. Stand on His promise. You know, you ain't got to you know, offend anybody. Just stand on the word. Stand. He said it, He meant it. I said, He don't change. God don't change. And God ain't going to change it because you don't try to change it.
That's right.
He's not going to change it. I'm thinking about my father, Abram. We're supposed to be the children of Abraham. Is that right?
Amen.
Yes. Hallelujah. Let me read this to you.
Amen.
I won't let you go without this. I know y'all getting ready to smell that food. I want to go to Genesis 24. Go there with me.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want to make an invitation to those that don't know God.
Jesus.
You know, the Bible says, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock." Mm-hmm. Didn't he say that?
Yes,
he did.
That's really to the Christians, really.
Yeah.
Who said yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Any man hear, he said, me knocking. Mm-hmm. I said, if any man hear me knocking, open the door, I'll come in. You know, God is good. Look at how old you are. Do you know, you remember that time you almost got killed? You remember that? You remember that when you were somewhere you should not have been? And God helped you? You remember that? Yeah, you do. You remember it? It was God. He kept you to now. To right now. And I come to tell you that He's waiting on you to give Him His final. Yes, Lord.
Yes.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
You gotta say yes.
Yes, sir.
You know, when you get married, you cook, you know, things, y'all may not understand this because things have got so out of order.
Yes, Lord. Yes,
Lord. It used to be when a fella courted a girl, amen, you know, and he, you know, he go to his mother's house. Now I don't know about y'all, but see, down south, we had to have chaperones. You ain't taking me nowhere unless Sandra go. Sandra ain't going nowhere unless Celeste go. Not that it done no good, but however. You know what I'm saying? So you caught it. Amen. You caught it. That's what God doing to us. He caught it. Many of them caught us. You know? He caught us, you know. But there come a time when He going to ask you, will you marry me?
There you go.
Yeah.
What will your answer be?
Yeah.
What you going to say? Y'all hear it now, come on.
Yes.
He got to have that yes.
Yes, man.
Yes. Yes. I'll marry you. But then when you get it married now, you got to be his wife. You know, the Lord told me it's different between a bride and a wife.
Oh, yeah. Come on.
It's different between a bride and a wife. He told me that. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Some of you Bible scholars, come on here now. Amen. And then the Bible said in Revelation, behold, he said, rejoice. Praise the Lord. I mean, just have a fit because his wife has made herself ready.
Yeah.
Now we all got when Jesus comes. Somebody say before, some after, in the middle. I just want him to come.
Yeah.
They said, Pastor, I'm not preaching that I don't understand.
Yeah.
I said, I'm not preaching that.
That's good.
I said, I ain't preaching. Because I'm going to tell you something. Now, I'm going to tell you what Sister Davis said. You don't get out of here on the train number one.
Yeah.
And you sit there acting the crazy now. And the Holy Ghost gone, and Jesus gone, and the saints gone. How you gonna get saved?
My God.
Hey,
my God.
You ain't. You don't want to get saved now. So how you gonna get saved when the Lord leaves you? Jesus did say he gonna leave somebody. I don't understand it. So y'all excuse me. Y'all get somebody better than me to preach that to you. I would tell you Go home on the morning train.
Yes, Lord.
Yes. The evening train may be too late.
Yes, Lord.
Get on the morning train. The morning train is riding now. Come on and get on the morning train. Is that right, brother? Because the evening train may be too late. You know, because nobody knows somebody say this, and you listen to this when they say that. And people so confused, they don't know what to think. I said, they don't know what to think. I come to tell you, all you've been through, and Jesus been calling you, young and old. Sometimes you live to get 90, because he loves you so much. He loves us so much.
Thank you, Lord. So much.
If we could ever understand the love of God, if we could ever understand it, we'd be really in better shape.
Yes, Lord.
Because we don't. And people take advantage. You know, they take advantage of his love. But if God has brought you through, and you have sit in your church, pastor make an altar call, pastor say come, and you sit. Now, he could flip you off the scene if he wanted to.
Yes, he can.
You know,
yes,
he's got to put up with you.
Yes.
Or me. But he loves you.
Yes, Lord.
I don't understand how Hitler lived.
Yes.
I don't understand it. But you know what? God loved him.
I said, God love him.
Yes.
He ain't gonna never sit there and say, well, I didn't have no chance. He's lying.
Yes.
He's lying. God love him.
Yes.
I can't understand his love. I just don't understand it. I say I don't understand it. But I'm glad about it.
Yes.
But if you're here today, I ain't read no scripture. That pastor didn't even read the scripture. And the Lord been knocking on your heart. I don't care if you young, if you teen. You need to come.
You need to come.
I'm going to make this an altar. You need to come. Because
yes.
You ain't got a lot of time.
That's true.
Tell my church all the time. You lay down at night, you know where you go.
Come on.
You trust in God. You lay down and close your eyes and sleep. You don't know where you are. And whether you wake up is in the hands of God. You ain't thought about that yet. You ain't thought about that yet. Coco said, well, I don't know. That the atheist, please. Please. You let them die.
Come on.
First they gonna call, ooh, Jesus. Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
Everybody knows there's a God.
Yes.
You can't move your head like this and not know it's a God.
Right.
You can't look up in the sun and say, there's a God. Man has not yet did anything about creating grass. Simple as grass. He can't create grass. Because nobody but God knows the component to grass. So he ain't going to let me. Man's smart. He sure is. Going to go up there and dirted up everything up in the, you know, hit the ozone layer. And he can tell me he got all stuff strode around up there. But God is only going to let him go so far.
That's right.
I want you to know everything is in his hands.
Yes.
I say everything is in his hands.
Yes.
Jesus came to the earth after man made the biggest mess ever could be messed. Jesus paid it all.
Yes,
yes.
Thank you, Lord.
It wasn't easy for him to walk as a man. It wasn't easy for him to leave the glory of God. He was used to being around his Father. And that's why you hear him say, Father, why have you forsaken me? He couldn't understand that. Father, why have you forsaken me? He did it for me. He did it for you. He stayed on the cross for you and me. My message is simple. My message is, it's time to say yes. I say, it's time to say yes, Lord. It's time to say yes, Lord. To your bridegroom who has been courting you for years.
Yes.
Yes.
He's asking you today, will you marry me?
Yes.
Will you marry me? It's time to say yes.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean it showed up me.
Yes, Lord.
And showed up me. Because he's coming. Children, he's coming.
Yes,
Lord. So you just been, come here, sweetheart. You, honey. Don't be afraid of you, sweetheart. Come here. She, yeah, her. What's her name?
Rebecca.
Rebecca? Come here, Rebecca. You about to preach me to death. You sit here just, you know, I can see, you know, the hunger that's in you. You have a great hunger. Minister to you. Amen. So you get your mind up on the Lord and don't tell him what he might do for you.
That's right.
I mean, you know, because he's here.
Yes.
It is not by power or might, but it's by his spirit.
Yes.
And I'm learning that. I'm really learning that.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. Anybody here need healing for their knees? I'm a knee person. Come on. Your knees. You need healing for your knees?
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Hallelujah. You believe in all things are possible.
Your Lord.
Hallelujah.
You believe in all things are possible. Good gracious.
Hallelujah.
What you need?
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Wow. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Tell you where I was going this morning. Lord, you really did me. And Abraham was old. You know, Abraham, let me see y'all know Abraham.
Yeah. Amen.
He was old. And well stricken in age. And the Lord had blessed Abraham in all things. And Abraham said unto his eldest servant, who was Eliezer. You remember, Eliezer was the only one that was in his house. He was the oldest servant. He said, that ruled over all that he had. Put, I pray thee, thy hand under my thigh, and I will make thee swear by the Lord, the God of heaven, and the God of the earth, that thou shalt not take a wife unto my son of the daughters of the Canaanites, among whom I dwell. But thou shalt go unto my country and to my kindred, and take a wife unto my son Isaac. And the servant said unto him, well, perhaps or maybe the woman don't want to come with you to follow me into this land. Must I need bring your son again into the land from whence thou camest? And Abraham said unto him, beware thou that thou bring not my son here again or thither again. The Lord God of heaven, which took me from my father's house and from the land of my kindred, and which spake unto me and that swear unto me, saying, unto thy seed will I give this land. He shall send his angel before thee, and thou shalt take a wife unto my son from thence. I've read this, and you can go home and read it all. It's a long chapter. But in this, I got from it. It was going to give to you. Amen. That the Holy Ghost is seeking a wife.
Yes. Yeah. Good.
He's seeking a wife. And he's sending Eliezer. You know what Eliezer means? God's help. You know what the Bible told us? He said, I'm going to give you the Holy Ghost. He's going to help you.
Yes, Lord.
Yeah. I'm going away, but I'm going to send him back to you.
Yeah.
And it reminded me how the Holy Spirit is out seeking a wife for Jesus. Mm-hmm. So he said, and he told him, I think this is really beautiful. And I said, look, why he say that? He said, now should I bring him back? He said, no, don't bring him back here. Do not bring him back here. Because this ain't what God told me. He told me to look north, south, east, west, and clean. And he ain't come back here and start all over again.
Yeah.
No. We're going to start where we are.
Yes.
Let me see y'all going to read it.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. We're going to start where we are.
That's right.
I think it's wonderful. And so the man was just distraught. He didn't know he's his master dying, and he gave him this job to do. And so he went and he said, well, suppose this woman don't want to come back. So you don't always say yes when the Holy Ghost comes.
Uh-huh.
But he gives you gifts. He's been taking good care of you.
Yes,
come on
has.
Now.
Yes,
come on now. A lot of y'all ain't never loved God. Ain't never gave him a dime and ain't got none. And then when the preachers preach about money, you get mad.
Come on.
Ain't gave him nothing. But yet you got your pretty house.
Yes.
You got your pretty car.
Lord.
You got everything you need.
Hallelujah.
Or you think. So he said, well, what am I going to do? So he went and he told the Lord, he said, Lord, now the woman who come to me and tell me, and when I asked her for some drink and she give me drink, But then she'll say, look, I'll also feed your camel. And brother, they can drink. So just you know, it's, and so happened. Y'all know the story.
Yes.
Who came? Huh? Rebecca came. Not Rebecca. What was her name?
Rachel.
Rachel came just like to the well. And she did. She said, here's some drinking. And then she said, oh, and I will also feed you. Because, you know, we're good people. This was a good woman. Amen. And she, when he gave her, she ain't like some folks. When he gave her the ring and put stuff around her hand, you know, gave her to, she said, oh. And so come to find out, you know, God's so good. He's supposed to go among his kindred, and just, ain't that just so happened? That when the man he talking to is some kid to his, one of, ain't that something? I mean, ain't nobody like God. You think you be trying to get one on him? He got it on you. So he goes back to the house and found out he was neighbor of one of Abraham's brothers. Amen. So it was some kin anyway. But then when it comes for her to go, now they had to ask her, you know, ask her. It doesn't make folk go nowhere. You know. And so they said, we want to take her back for our master's son. Because he's got, you know, he's wealthy. He's really, you know, he can take care of her. Well, when they brought her, listen. When they brought her out, do you want to go? She said, yes, I'll go. What are you saying? It's your turn. I say it's your turn. The Lord has been good to you.
Yes.
He fed you and gave you. And Lord, I've been hearing all these good testimonies. And y'all saying Jesus working out? Yes, he will. Praise the Lord. He's been good to us.
Yes.
He want to hear that final yes. That final yes. Lord, I know people, it take you. But the Lord want a final yes out of every Christian, out of everyone who say they love
him.
He want a final yes. You know how you say yes and you kind of, you know where you've been. You know you're going to slip a little bit here and fail a little bit there. But God is good. I say God is good.
Yes,
he is. God is good.
Yes.
He come to, listen, he told me to tell you, give him that final yes. Some of you all have gifts and calls in your life. Some of you all, you know, what you say, you how you feel, you know, you want to talk to people. You want to be a soul winner. You want to be this and that for God. Hallelujah. If you leave here with that yes, he'll let you be what you want to be.
That's right.
He'll let you because he wants this. Hey. God want to see people saved. He wouldn't be sitting up here and letting us act crazy like we do. America, he'd been up snatched her off a long time ago. But she has lived. She has lived, I think, 15 years or more than a nation do live. They say most nations are destroyed in about 200 years or something like that. They fall apart. We should have been there and fell apart. But it's something about America that Lord God loves. And I'm so glad. Aren't you glad?
Yes.
He has kept us here for a reason.
Yes.
So since he kept us here for a reason, why don't we do all we can?
Good preaching. That's a good
to
one.
To let him know how much we love him.
Yeah.
Now, we don't just love him by going to church now. Come on. No. We don't love him by just singing in the choir.
Uh-huh.
And y'all sung, child. I like that. But that's not what he's talking about. He's talking about you giving your life, doing what you know you're supposed to do. Living according to the word of God.
Yes.
You come to my church, I'll tell you some more about that. God loves you. There's nothing he wouldn't do for you. God wants to heal you. God wants to save you.
Yes,
God wants to do this for you.
Yes, Lord.
So let's raise your hands now, if you will, everybody. Lord, say, Lord,
help
me
to
say that final yes. If it's something in the heart, take it out. Lord, search me.
Search me,
Lord.
Search
me, Lord. And
let me be willing
to turn around. In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
God bless you. I want to hold you so long. I hope that you've enjoyed our service. That's my message to you. Get ready to meet the Lord.
Yes.
Yes.
Jesus is coming.
Yes, he is.
Jesus is coming.
Yes.
Some of you young people, you say, well, I ain't lived. I don't think that's going to hold him back. You can see what's going on in the world. Come on, children of God. Everything is lining up according to what Revelation says. Everything. Things are happening we ain't never seen happen. Moons and all this kind of thing that I don't have to read and listen to the people. But I said, Lord, I know you come. Just let us get up and do. Listen, and don't get so looking this way. And ain't looked up. One more thing. This is to my church and to every church. We were told to put up stuff, we were told to put up stuff for the winter. But just like you had that desire to get natural food put up, what about your spiritual
food? That's right.
Let's go.
Have you put that up?
Yeah. There you go.
That's right.
You tell people, because the stores, I know the store's going to be empty. I've gone through the store and seen in my spirit was nothing on the shelves. It's gone. But children of God, be more concerned about your soul.
That's right. Amen.
Because God will send a bird to feed you if necessary.
Yeah.
It may not be what you want.
Amen.
It may not be steak. But he will feed you.
Yeah.
And I don't mean that you shouldn't, because I think people should. They should have food, just in case. But God is your provider.
Yes.
And he told me, he said, this frenzy that people got putting up food, he said, but they have not frenzied to seek me. They ain't thought about their soul. They ain't thought about they need to get their soul together. Now, you done promised God, Lord, I'm going to pray. Maybe y'all ain't up to about 15 minutes of prayer. Who up to an hour of prayer? Don't lie. Jesus said in the scripture, could you not watch me be leave an hour? Could you not watch me be an hour? And that takes some discipline. Believe me, it takes some discipline. But listen, if you tell God I'm going to pray 10 minutes, I'm just going to get aside and just let you know how much I care. You ever just do that? Just sit down and say, God, I don't want to ask you for nothing. I don't want to say, I don't want to cry about nothing. I don't want to complain about nothing. I just want to tell you, you sure been good.
Amen.
Yes,
amen.
You woke me up this morning. Amen. And the old people say, clothed in my right now.
Amen. There you go.
Yes. Send me on my way, Lord.
Yes.
Yeah. I went and got in my car and went. Ain't no food and shopping.
Thanks.
I've been in the stores where somebody could have come up and held it up. But you took care of me.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes. I said, you took care of me. Yes. A lot of y'all have been walking right on the end of danger.
Thank
you. But God kept you.
Yes. Hallelujah.
You hear me? God kept you. Yes. The devil want to take you out of here. You think that you're so cute? No. Every day of your life, he's trying to plot up something on you.
Yes, that's right.
At night, he plot. While you sleep, he plot.
That's right.
Y'all don't believe that?
That's right.
But God. Say, but God.
But God.
Say, but God.
But God.
Say,
God.
Say, God.
God.
You're a good God.
You're a good God.
Tell me, where you stay?
Amen.
Okay, whoever it was, we'll get back. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Father, I thank you.
Yes, Lord.
Yes.
Thank you for those that have gathered. It's my family, my friends. I thank you. This is the first annual, and I plan to do this once a year.
Yes.
I don't know if it'll be here, but it'll be somewhere. Yes. We'll gather together. Get your songs together. Get a poem together. Get something God has done for you and a good testimony. And come.
Yes.
Because because we have enjoyed having you here today.
Yes,
I said we have enjoyed. Father,
yes,
we thank you.
Thank you.
Yes.
We thank you. We just thank you.
Yes.
We thank you, Lord, for being able to come together.
Yes.
We thank you for this meeting. Lord, we thank you.
Yes.
I've seen some friends that I haven't seen, and I, Lord, my family that I don't see much. I really appreciate it in Jesus' name.
Thank you.
I thank you. And all the people thank you. Let's thank him. Let's thank him.
Yes.
Let's thank him. Thank you. Let's thank him. Let's thank him. Let's thank him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's been so good. He's been so good. I say he's been so good.
Yes.
As the sister said, you can't find the words to say, I thank you. You can't find the words. But we appreciate it. You all that can believe it, you're healed by his stripes.
Yes.
You know you're already healed.
Yes.
That's what the Bible says.
Yes.
We are healed by his stripes.
Yes, Lord.
Praise the Lord. And God, look for God to show up, because he want to show up. I say, look for God in your church.
Yes.
Pray for God to move for you in your church.
Yes.
Pray
yes.
that God will move, because people need him.
Yes.
There'll be people sitting among you getting ready to commit suicide. And it's going to red out, because nothing was said in the service to help.
Amen.
We're going to pray that God will help us all.
Yes.
In Jesus' name, Father, I thank you.
Thank you.
I say, I thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
May the Lord go with you.
Yes.
Lord, bless you. And as we eat today, somebody say, amen.
Amen.
We pray, Lord, that we can have fellowship together. Because
yes.
one day we're going to eat up there.
Yes.
One day. We're going to have that supper with you there.
Amen.
May God bless you all. We pray for those that have fixed this food and hustle and bustle and didn't know what he's doing half the time. But we pray.
Thank you,
and y'all pray for us. Yeah. And pray for Sister Davis.
Yeah.
And pray for the church.
Yeah.
Somebody say, well, I'm going to tell y'all, I ain't thrown in the towel yet. Because I throwed away my towel.
Yes. Hallelujah.
I'm ready to fight.
Glory. Amen.
I said, Abraham, I told Lord, I said, Lord, I'm so old. He said, Abraham was 80.
Amen.
Moses was old.
Yes.
They weren't young folk God chose. He chose people my age. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Wisdom. Hallelujah. So God bless you. Turn around and give somebody a women if you could. Oh, yeah. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. This is this is our church service.
Yes.
I didn't come down. Now, y'all can't say she's coming for money, see, because I had forgot all about it. So we're going to give our tithes and offerings. If you want to give to God today, you can. We're going to bring our tithes and offerings.
Yes.
In Jesus' name.